Welcome to the audio introductory notes for the making of Pinocchio, created by artists Rosanna Cade and Ivor McCaskill. The scenography is designed by Tim Spooner, sound by Yaz Clark, lights by Joe Palmer, and cinematography from Kristen McMahon and Joe Hilaire, produced by Arts Admin. These notes are written and voiced by Dot Almer and will be around 8 minutes long. The show will take place in the Grand Hall of Battersea Arts Centre. More information regarding access in the venue can be found at www.bac.org.uk/access. All performances are relaxed. This means you can move or make noise if you need to and can go in and out of the performance space. All performances are captioned, including descriptions of the sound and music. The performance on July 1st will be audio described by Dot Almer, and there will be a touch tour at 6:15 p.m. Latecomers will be permitted during the performance, and ear defenders are available for anyone who might find these useful. There is some nudity during the show. Rosanna Cade and Ivor McCaskill play themselves, as well as playing the characters of Geppetto, Rosanna, Pinocchio, Ivor and Rosanna, and the Blue Fairy, Rosanna. Rosanna is a white, non-binary person with a slim build. They have a shaved undercut with orangey-red curtains. They wear a tracksuit made from fabric that looks like wood with a matching hat, white polo neck and white gym socks. Protruding out of the costume are square wooden blocks with holes in, looking a bit like plug sockets. When playing Geppetto, Rosanna wears a red baseball cap, a short grey fluffy beard, and oversized square wooden glasses with fluffy grey eyebrow hair attached. They also wear a navy blue apron with pockets. Ivor is a white transmasculine guy of average height and medium build. He has silvery red hair, cropped very short, and a short ginger beard. When he takes his clothes off, you can see he has some hair on his chest and two horizontal scars from his top surgery. He has a thick, ruddy muff of pubic hair on his crotch. His outfit is the same as Rosanna's. When playing the character of Pinocchio, he wears an oversized floppy white ruff, a short black wig, wooden clog shoes, and a red cone-shaped hat that wobbles about slightly. He also briefly wears a dressing gown with a pattern of wood. Tim and Joe act as stagehands, technicians, and puppeteers. Joe also plays a camera who follows Rosanna and Ivor as they make the show. Joe is a white person who is 5'8" with an athletic build. They are wearing a red tracksuit, and on their head is a wooden box with two eye holes, two large spherical ears on top, and a short wooden nose, looking like a camera. In the nose you can see a camera lens. They have bare feet and their skin is a pale pinky yellow. You don't get to see what they're like under the box until the end of the show, but then you find out they have very short blonde hair, blue eyes, and quite big features. They move fluidly, carefully, and slowly in the space. Tim is a tall, skinny white person with brown short hair. He is wearing red socks, red joggers, a red sweatshirt with red round circles for nipples, and a red baseball cap. All the reds are in different shades. They don't quite match. He moves around in a determined but soft way, trying not to be foregrounded. The Grand Hall at Battersea Arts Centre was restored in 2018, after a devastating fire destroyed the historic space on Friday the 13th of March 2015. You enter through the Octagon Hall, which has gold and Grecian-style statues, marble pillars and a mosaic pattern of tiles lining the floor. The Grand Hall is an atmospheric and impressive space, holding around 240 people. The floor is wooden, and the walls are artfully exposed brick. The ceiling is high and curved with a wooden squared pattern, and large half-moon-shaped windows line the top of the walls. These are covered by blinds during the performance. The stage area is large, taking up around half the hall, and unraised. The seating is end-on and raked. The set has large red drapes hung along the left-hand side of the stage, as well as lining the floor. There is a large white projector screen hung up at the front of the stage. Along the front is visible theatrical equipment, such as rigging and cameras. The cameras have wooden cases. On the screen is projected parts of the stage and performance from various different camera angles. One camera is a documentary-style view, controlled by Joe, which follows Rosanna and Ivor around. Another is very low to the floor, and the way the performers are stood gives it a false perspective when the view is projected, and the performers play with this cleverly. For example, Rosanna appears small amongst the trees, but much larger with Pinocchio. The performers often use the drapes hung at the left-hand side as a backdrop when performing towards this camera. You're able to see the performers acting and moving about the stage in real time and real perspective, sometimes changing into costume, or Tim and Joe setting up props. Along the back, costumes are hung up on frames, one of them with a small white ball, another with a larger one. It looks like a very abstract version of Pinocchio from afar. Two sticks with white balls sit there as well, a little like eyes. There is also a TV screen at the back, as well as one to the right-hand side of the stage facing inwards. Another camera points towards a rectangular Perspex box on long wooden legs on the front left-hand side of the stage. It's facing inwards towards the stage and is lined with matching red fabric to the main stage. A small cricket sits inside. It's unclear if it's real or not. In front of the stage, in the middle, is a table full of props. These include two wooden clapperboards and various dowels, a thin rounded wooden stick. The dowels are magnetic at either end, so click together easily. One has a blue painted ball on the end, another a red cube. There is a white wooden ball on the table, and two wooden balls attached to red string. On the right hand side of the stage is the director's corner. This is a backdrop of fabric with a pattern of cut wood. There are two chairs sat next to another, with the same pattern fabric as the seat and the backrest. Other props and costumes include the blue fairy, which is represented by a glittery wooden blue cube hung on a red string. Fake wooden trees that represent the forest. They're small and look more like sparse bare sticks. Wooden puppetry marionette sticks. A red ladder. A smaller white ruff worn by Ivor as Pinocchio. Handheld microphones with wooden handles, the top section grey and fluffy, a little like Geppetto's beard. A small wooden puppet theatre stage with puppets. The puppets are wooden and abstract, with round heads and stick arms. They're controlled by strings on their arms. There is a simple wooden arch and curtains. An iPhone in a wooden frame. A square wooden nose on a red strap. Several thicker wooden dowels. An inflatable shaped like a large wooden stick made from fake wood fabric tubing attached to a fan. As the fan blows air through it, the tubing moves in a dynamic and often chaotic dancing or flailing motion. A grey cone tail made from fake donkey fur. A grey cone-shaped hat made from fake donkey fur. A grey fur ball on the end of a stick, again made from fake donkey fur. A wooden panel covered in grey fur that is the donkey back. It has two wooden legs attached to it. Hanging mobiles made from wooden dowels. They look a little like deconstructed puppetry marionette sticks.